Well, Jim, a 2-0 defeat against what I thought was a very, very good Plymouth side, but you didn't do yourself any favours in the first 10 minutes, did you?
No, we didn't. And if you give a good side a leg up like we did there, it makes the job more difficult. You know, they're a passionate crowd. They're top of the league for a reason. Some of the performances recently at home haven't been as good as what they've showed today. You know, Accrington being one of them. I thought Accrington were very unlucky to lose that particular game, but you know, we've just come below that fine dividing line in certain little situations. I think, you know, when you do all your work and your DVD stuff with regards to the strengths of their team, you know, we had an idea Ruben Reid was going to be out, but you know, they've got good left-footed players in Carey and Tanner, and they're the two lads who scored the goals. It's, you know, opening up, making sure that someone gets isolated on the edge of the box. There's someone shuffling over to make sure that they see a red and black shirt as soon as they get their head up. It was just too easy to get their head up and bend it where they wanted. Good finishes by them, but you know, we've got to do a little bit better defensively, and that's what we've worked on. You know, I'm not asking them to do something that they're not capable of, because 5 minutes later it happened exactly the same, and when he come inside, he smashes it and it's one of our defenders and it's cleared. So we've just got that, you know, we haven't been good enough in that particular department there today, and that's what's cost us the two goals. Apart from that, they only had another shot on target in the first half. So I don't think, if you take the goals out of the first half, there was much between us, because we've gone down the other end and played some good stuff, created chances, keepers pulled off a couple of good saves. We've had other opportunities, we've opened them up, and we've just got four or five decent passes in that final little one, which we've got right so far this season, certainly away from home. You know, counter-attacking, we looked a threat. But as I say, the lead-up play was good at times. It was just that final little bit. But we did create chances. We were lucky not to score. You come in 2-0 down, second half, you go out, you want to go, you want to get the next goal, because it'll swing the momentum in our favour. It might put a little bit of doubt in their mind. It might put the crowd on edge. We often puff. We had one or two chances. Unfortunately, we couldn't get back on the get that goal back and get back in the game. But going the other way, they were excellent. I thought the game management was superb. They sat in and defended, and then when we did give it away, they broke on us. They had good players in the team who were excellent going forward, and as I say, at the top of the table for a reason. You know, very difficult place to come anyway, but certainly when you give them, well, not give them the good finishes, but we could have done better. But certainly that leg up that they got in the first 10 minutes has made the job more difficult. But I'm proud of the lads. They've given it all. We've just come up a little bit short in those little key areas, which ultimately means that we didn't deserve to take anything from the game. But, you know, we battle on. We've had a decent month, a little bit up and down, but we've got good points on the board. We're through in the next round of the JPT. We're looking forward to the FA Cup. And now we've got to make sure that we go again and come out fighting in the month of November, and make sure that we have a good November and get through in the cup competitions and put more points on the board.